I was looking at the top Tosfos on Tezvav Amud Beis. I didn't understand the words of the Tosfos. I was looking this morning, then I was looking in the Svarim that I have, so I saw in the Sefer, the Teferes Yaakov on Chulin. I think, I'm not sure what he said, but I think he's bothered with the same thing that I'm bothered. He said he doesn't understand what Tosfos is asking. What's their problem? The Gemara is talking the top line on Tezvav and Beis. Hoyla chola mibod yom. We had a chola misukan on Erev Shabbos, and we thought that we may have to shech the animal. Shech the chola b'Shabbos. We thought we may have a shech the animal on Shabbos. So therefore it has the animal, the live animal, has a shame, Michael Odom, on Erev Shabbos. He said Abai was of the opinion, Abai on the whole time, on Yudalanim and Aleph, Yudalanim and Beis, Abai was of the opinion that a live animal at Tzayim Bet Lachilos Adam always has a shame Oichel. So when you shecht it on Shabbos, there's no Muktz of Noilot, because it was Michael Adam while it was alive, and it's Michael Adam after you shecht it. And the Gemara here apparently doesn't agree fully with Abai. Gemara thinks only if Hoyo Cholim about Yom. And there was a thought that he may have to shecht the animal on Shabbos on behalf of the chayla. He's not going to shecht on an Erev Shabbos. He has no refrigeration. He has no freezer. And it may turn out that the chayla doesn't need it. It may turn out the chayla may die. So he's not going to shecht on an Erev Shabbos. So if the chayla really needs it on Shabbos, then he's going to shecht on a Shabbos. So in that case, chayla chayla mevod yom. Then it has a then you hold like Abai. Then it had a shame oichel before, and it's uchla dir for us. Before it was oichel that was alive, like I have a big challah and I make a slice. That's not called a noilad. Before it was a big challah, and now it's a slice. The uchla dir for us. It has a shame oichel before. It has a shame michael odom before. Michael odom now. Here also, it was a michael odom before while it was alive. Now it's michael odom after shechita. Even though there's a difference, one is a live animal. What is it? A shochten animal. That's uchla difference, fine. Then the Gemara asked Akasha, what do you mean? If that's the case, ihochi. So why did you say that according to Reb Yudah, you're not allowed to eat it today? You're allowed to eat the flesh? Pikuach nefesh is dechas. So how can you say you're not allowed to eat it? Yoch, my time to Reb Yudah. What does Reb Yudah say? Reb Meir holds like Kansina and shall go to Mezid. Beer holds Kansu shall go to Mezid. What do you mean? The machlokes where the concept shall got the mezid is if he did a chilul Shabbos, but if he has a chayla mibod yom, so chayla b'makom chari allowed to. By the time Rabbi Yudah do asar, the whole thing does make sense. What's the issa? So the Gemara said, "Gan shayla chayla v'hivri." What does that mean? Gan shayla chayla v'hivri. On Erev Shabbos they had a chayla mesukan. So when Shabbos entered, what does Rashi say? My time with Rabbi Yudah, I feel it amazed. He says Shabbos lech of a kolsh came to show you. How can you penalize him? Kansu shall got amazed. You can't even penalize him amazed because it's had the gamba pikoch nefesh is deicha. Rashi writes on the third line from the top. Chadad pikoch nefesh deicha sa Shabbos. Everything is had to gamba. So how do you make a penalty? Even amazed, there's no penalty. Everything more no. Shoyel ochayel be hivri. When was hivri? Hivri hayom b'Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, we had a cholam mesukah. We had a cholam, and we thought it's going to develop to become a cholam mesukah. We may have to shecht an animal. So the animal bein hashmashes was not mukta. Rashi says it had a shame eichel adam. Behavi hayoyim b'Shabbos, and then in the middle of Shabbos, the condition got better, or he dropped dead, one or the other. The Gemara decided, why should we bump him off? So we'll say behavior, he got better. Okay. That means one way or the other. The issue was resolved. We're not gonna shecht the behemah on Shabbos, either because he got better or because he died. So Rashi said, behavior, how you am in the middle of Shabbos. Isa mukta lekawada ben ashmoshes, choyla hayo. The whole ben ashmoshes, he was a choyla. So we had a shame, Michael Adam, Hilkach. And then what? And then he shechted b'shoigeg. What do you mean he shechted b'shoigeg? He thought the chayla was still a chayla mesukan. The whole Ben HaShemashu said it was a chayla mesukan. He thought the chayla was still a chayla mesukan. And the doctor said, on Erev Shabbos, we may have to shecht the behemah on Shabbos in order to feed the choyla. We have we only have milchiks, and the doctor said he needs fleshiks. So someone went ahead and they shechted behem on Shabbos, and they didn't realize by the time that they shechted, the choyla already got better, the choyla died, one way or the other. The issue was resolved. But the whole Bein HaShmashes, the whole Bein HaShmashes, I said, choyla hoya. So it had a shame, Michael Adam. So the Gemara says, in such a case, it won't be muktze. There won't be an issue of muktze. It's a uchla difras. It was Michael Adam, a live animal. Now it's Michael Adam, a gishochten animal. But he was Michael Shabbos b'shogeg, because he thought that the choyla is still a choyla mesuk, and he has a heter. And truth of the matter was, hivri, he shechted the animal after the choyla, after the issue was resolved already. And then the Gemara says, Kiho, similar to the din, someone says the name of Rav, either Rabacha Barada or Rav Yitzchak Barada, probably two brothers. Somebody said the name of Hashem L'chayla B'Shabbos, Osa L'Bori. Why is it Osa L'Bori? Because it was Mukta M'Bogyam. It wasn't Hayla Chayla M'Bogyam, Rashi. Hashem L'Chayla Rashi says, Shenechla B'Shabbos. Not that it was Chayla M'Bogyam. Chayla M'Bogyam. So the whole Ben HaShmash is, it was not Mukta. He's talking, Hashem L'Chayla, Shenechla B'Yam HaShabbos, Osa, Rashi writes. Also, lechol bori, the choyla is allowed to eat. That's no shayla. The healthy person is not allowed to eat. Also, lechol bori, also, Rashi probably should have more correct. He should have said, also, le bori lechol. Not also, lechol bori. Also, le bori lechol, me also, behem, abo, bayom. Davar abdisa, shabbos lechol, bekoch, nabish, derech, the shabbos. He's a mukta, me ho eat, okay? Ben HaShmash, the whole Ben HaShmash is mukta hoya. Because Ben HaShmash is, we didn't realize that we have a choyla on our hands. He didn't become a chayla in the middle of Shabbos. So he says, "Hashechet lachayla b'Shabbos, also lebori." Why? Because it's muktzah. That's why. I'm a mashal lachayla b'Shabbos muta lebori. My time, ahay chazir lachayla lo. Fine. That's the Gemara. So let's see. So what is Tosis bothered with Akasha? There is a baya in Beitza Chavav. What's the baya? Whether yesh mukta lechatzis Shabbos or ein mukta lechatzis Shabbos. What do the words mean? So we spoke about it. Some misunderstand that to mean that if something was not mukta at the beginning of Shabbos, it can't become mukta in the middle of Shabbos. That is not true. Something can become mukta. You have a glass bottle and it smashes the tiny little particles. So the bottle is now mukta. At the beginning of Shabbos it was a kli, and now it's completely shavur. A piece of junk has no shtamsha. So let's say you ate chicken and you ate the eggs and you left with the eggshell, which is not even right lachilas hakelef. Even animals don't eat it. Atzamas aklipin. Atzamas aklipin that are not right lachilas adam, not right lachilas bema. Of course it's muktzah. If you have atzamas aklipin that on Erev Shabbos the chicken was Michael Adam, then in the middle of Shabbos, the person eats up all the chicken on the bone left with the bones. So we consider that noila chena gomer. That's Michael Oden from Nishtana, Lias Michael Beino. Even though, why was it Nishtana? He ate up the chicken. The bone was never royal achila sodom. So that's what the Rashba writes on the first half in Beitza. We judge the whole, you have a piece of chicken. So you judge the whole piece of chicken is Michael Oden. Because we plan to eat it. We don't plan to feed it to the dogs. It's too expensive. So we plan to eat it ourselves. So it's Michael Adam. Then after we finish eating all the chicken on the bone, you're left with the bones. So the bones are Michael Behema. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch, and even if you, let's say the dogs will eat the bones. Even if you personally don't have a dog, but there are usually dogs in the neighborhood. Someone's going to have, in most neighborhoods, someone's going to have a pet dog. So even if you personally don't have a dog, you don't say that the bones are not Michael Behema. Bones are always called Michael Behema. Right? You don't have to live near the zoo. Everybody's in every community, there's going to be some dog. So Michael Adam Shenishtan Elias Michael Behema. That's a machlekes. That's Noilot Shein Gomer. That's a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, whether you hold from Muktzah or not. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins that in the first half in Beitza, the Gemara sounds like it says that Reb Yudah HaNasi edited the Mishnayos in such a way to give you the impression that the din is like Reb Shimon on Shabbos, that Noila Chene Gomer is Mutter, and the din is like Reb Yud on Yontif, that on Yontif we're Machmer on Noila Chene Gomer. Michael Oram Shinishtan, Atzomus Haklipin, that in the beginning of Shabbos, beginning of Yontif, it was Michael Odom. Then in the middle of Shabbos, the person ate up the food, and he's left with Atzomus Haklipin, which is only Royal Michael Behema. So on Yontif, we were Paskin that it's Mukta, on Shabbos, we were Paskin that it's not Mukta. And then the Ramah says that not so, we're Machmir even on Shabbos. Okay. Machlok says, Machab and the Ramah, how do we eat a Gemara there? And in the end of Shabbos. So again, so there's a suffix in the Gemara where the Yesh Mukta Lachasi Shabbos. So people misunderstand the Gemara, those who don't learn the Gemara, they heard that such an expression. So they think that the deal in the Gemara, and the Gemara comes to the Maskana, a Mukta Lachasi Shabbos. So what do the words mean? So people who don't know what it says in the Gemara, they just heard a phrase, they think that what it means is nothing can become mukta in the middle of Shabbos. That's not true. Things can become mukta. The bottles matches, Yabat Samus HaKlipin, in the beginning of Yontif it was Michael Adam, and now in the middle of Yontif, the people eat up all the food left with the bones, left with the klipin, that's only Michael Behema, will become mukta. And if that Samus HaKlipin and not Roy, even Tachilas Behema, the holidays it'll be mukta. It's not Roy Lachilas Adam. The deal in the Gemara with the Yesh Mukta Lachatzah Shabbos, Hay Mukta Lachatzah Shabbos, is a different Shaila. There is a din of Nigeris Katsoyle Ben Ashmashis, is Katsoyle Kol Yom. Whatever was Mukta Betchilas Hayom will remain Mukta throughout, even though the Sibas Haktsoa went away, even though there's no reason that it should still be Mukta. Beginning of Shabbos, there was a reason why it was Mukta. Middle of Shabbos, it goes away. Take, for example, we said over the Gemara. In the days of the Gemara today, sometimes also they put in California, they have fruits and they put it on the rooftop, and the sun has to beat down on the grapes for a couple of days, then it turns into raisins. So grapes everybody enjoys and raisins everybody enjoys. But if it's in the middle, after a day and a half of drying out, so the Gemara says, Ikin shidachli, ikin shidaloachli. Some people will not think that tastes good. They'll eat it when it's raw grapes and they'll eat it when it's raisins. But in the middle of the process, they won't enjoy it. Some people will eat it. So that's called grogus for tzimukim that even Reb Shimon agrees. Reb Shimon is the one who's mekel that all lechlam amuchan the aleihem. Reb Yehuda holds in idachanas habaylim, and Reb Shimon holds all oichalas mucham eilov. Oichalas mucham eilov. If it's obviously michael odom, so any food you have in the house, it's assumed that it's mucha, unless, even if you put away the ice cream for the birthday party on Sunday, Shimon says it doesn't matter. Reb Yehuda holds no. Chitim lo'etza, tam li'iska, if you put it away, it's an umdir in the mucha, you don't plan to eat it on Shabbos, there's no achanas abaylam. And Reb Shimon says, you don't eat achanas abaylam, mechal is mucha me'elam. So, b'medvar ma'murim, when does Reb Shimon say that all oichal is mucha me'elam, that's if it's oichal l'chal adeis. But if it's grogus, tzimukim, it's in the middle of the drying out process, you're neither here nor there. It's not grapes and it's not raisins. Nishtahi nishtaher. Say the Gemara has the lashon there, not daf. Chavav and beisim beitza. Ikin shidachli, ikin shidalachli. So then you can't say that it's mucham eilof. So then you need achanas habaylim. It depends on the owner. Does the owner feel that this is edible? So if he makes a statement on Erev Yontif, he plans to eat it, even if it's in the interim stage, as far as he's concerned, it's called Eichel. But if he doesn't make such a statement, he doesn't demonstrate that he would be prepared to eat it in the middle stage, so then he can't say it's Mucham Eichel. So let's say I had, when Shabbos entered, I had Grogos Utsimukim. It's after a day and a half of drying out on the roof. And then by the time Shalshudas comes, by the end of the Shabbos, it's already fully dried out, and it became raisins. It turned into raisins. So, Bein HaShmashes, it was, let's say, it was not edible. Then in the middle of Shabbos, the Sibas HaMukze goes away. Now it is edible. So then I say, Migad is Katzor to Bein HaShmashes, it's Katzor to Kul Yayma. So it remains Mukze throughout the day. So the Gemara has an Ibai there. Do you say, Yesh Mukta Lachatzah Shabbos? What if the beginning of Shabbos, it's edible l'chaladeis? Beginning of Shabbos is very tasty. and there's a chamsin. So in the middle of Shabbos, it becomes grogus and tzimukim ikin shidakli ikin shidalakli. For a couple of hours, there's a period of time that a lot of people will not enjoy eating it. But by the time it comes Shabbos Shiddus, now it's edible again. So in the beginning of Shabbos, the Bein HaShemashes of Tchilas HaShabbos, it was edible. And then it becomes muktzah in the middle of Shabbos, ikin shidalakli, becomes muktzah. And then the Sivas Haktzah goes away. By the end of Shabbos, the sun is beating down in the Sahara Desert. It's not beating down so hot. And a couple of hours in the daytime, that you had all the three stages on the same day. Usually it takes 3 days. You put it up one day in the sun, and then it starts drying out. And after a day and a half, it's in the intermediate stage. And then after the 3 days are up, everyone will enjoy it because it's raisins. So what if you're in the Sahara Desert and all the three stages happen on the same day? On Shabbos morning, it's grapes. I put it up right before Lichbench. Shabbos morning is regular grapes, taste good. In the middle of Shabbos, it becomes mushy. Ikin shedeloyachli. So then it's going to become muktzah. In the middle of Shabbos, it will become muktzah. That's grogutz, it's mukim. Then by the time it comes Shabbos Shuddah's time, in the Sahara Desert, the sun is beating down so much, the Sibas HaMuktzah went away. So would you say Migadis Katsoyle Miktzas Ben HaShabbos is Katsoyle Sofayom? Do you say only Migadis Katsoyle Ben HaShmashis is Katsoyle Kulayama? Because Ben HaShmashis is Tchilas Hayom? Or do you say even if Migadis Katsoyle Miktzas Ben HaShabbos, that's called Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos it became Muktzah for a period of time. And then the Sibas HaHaktzah goes away because it becomes fully edible by the end of the day. So do you say Migadis Katsoy Me'emtza Shabbos is Katsoy the Seifa Shabbos? The Gemara comes to the Maskana L'Hakel, that you don't say Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. So now that you know, now that I told you over the Gemara, so what does Tosfos want here? What do they want over here? I don't understand what the kasha is. I think that's what the Teferis Yankovel says. He doesn't understand what's the problem. We had a chayla mesukan on Erev Shabbos. The top line on Amid Beis. Kilgam shayla a chayla mebod yom. And Rashi says, pekoch nefesh is doche Shabbos. The chayla pekoch nefesh doche is Shabbos. So we, not like I buy that all live animals that are in melachil asarim, all live animals have a shem aichel arim. Oh, no, only if you have a chayla mesukan. And you think he may have to shecht it. So it has a shame, Michael Adam. Then the chayla gets better in the middle of Shabbos. Chayla gets better, so it's a live animal. There's an iser shechita, and he holds some muktzah machmas iser. The Gemara thought maybe Rabbi Yud only believes in muktzah machmas mius, but muktzah machmas iser he doesn't hold from. So now the Gemara says, so you do hold from muktzah machmas iser. Yet, if he was a chayla misukan in the beginning of Shabbos, and then it's not muktzah, we thought we may have to shecht it. So it had a shame, Eichel Adam. But then in the middle of Shabbos, it becomes obvious, we're not going to have to shecht the animal for this chayla. So now it has an isa muktzah on it, a muktzah machmas iser. And it remains till the end of the day like that. So what's the issue of muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos over here? So, and he shecht b'shegeg, what do you mean? He didn't realize that the chayla is better. He didn't realize that the issue was resolved. He thought he still has a chayla mesukan on his hands, and the doctor said on Erev Shabbos, we're going to have to shecht for him. So the fellow shechts the behem on Shabbos. Then it turns out, it was a gloy milsam afreya. The chayla didn't need it. So he had no head to pick off nefesh. So that's why he was shechet, he was machal Shabbos b'shegeg. So that's the machloik, it's Rameh Rabbeuter. Rameh holds loy kansin and shog otomezit. There's no penalty here at all. That's what the Gemara quoted on Amud Aleph. Five lines from the top. On Tezvav Amud Aleph. Amud Vashu of the Shabbos B'shegeg Yoichal. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds B'shegeg. Lont Kansu Shogot Amezit. There's no penalty at all B'shegeg. He thought that he has a Chayla Mesukan. Because on Erev Shabbos he had a Chayla Mesukan. So he thought the Chayla is still Mesukan. So he shechted. Then it turns out they didn't have a Chayla Mesukan. The Chayla died. The Chayla, everything was resolved already. And Reb Yudah holds that you make a penalty Kansu Shogot Amezit. So what does Tosfos want? If you would hold the Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos, so what do they want? What does it have to do with Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos? The Chayla got better, or the Chayla died, one way or the other. The Chayla was resolved. Neither here nor there. The Chayla doesn't need the Shechita anymore. The Chayla doesn't need the Shechita anymore, so the animal becomes Muktzah, because they're working here not like Abayi, that every live animal that's ultimately Oymed L'Achil HaSodom already has the Shem Michael Odom. Once once the chayla no longer needs it, so the live animal is mukta. So what does it have to do with yesh mukta l'chatzis Shabbos? I don't understand what. I think that's what the Tiferes Yankov is also unclear. He says he doesn't understand what's shver in Tosis. He says a few words. I'm not sure exactly what he said. He's probably saying what I said, but I'm not sure. I don't understand what Tosis wants. I looked in the back. Nobody says anything. I don't know. Okay. Let's see the next Mishnah. What's a din you have to have a shechita with a knife that doesn't have any pegimus? What is a magal yad? The Rashi explains on the Mishnah, a magal yad is a sickle. Okay, a magal is a sickle. And it has two sharp edges, I never saw a knife like this. All the knives that we have at home, they only cut on one side. The other side is blunt. You can't cut on the other side. Doesn't do a good job. Here they're talking, it's sharp on the top and sharp on the top and the bottom. If you hold it one way, it can cut. If you hold the other way, it can also cut. So one side is full of pegimus. One side is jagged up and down, and the other side is smooth. So the Mishnah says, if you shechet b'magal yad b'di'evet, a shechet b'di'evet en l'chatchil alai, is good. Why? So the Gemara says on the first line in the Gemara, right after the four lines of the Mishnah, a shechet b'di'evet en l'chatchil alai, why is it also l'chatchil? It's a bishleim b'magal yad, that one side is smooth and one side is jagged. So it's only good b'di'evet if you shecht on the smooth side, because it's a gzera de Rabbanan, not to use l'chatchil d'ilma osi l'meber b'idach kisa. It may by mistake shech with the other side that's also sharp, but it's full of jagged pegimus. So you may shech with the pegimus. L'chatchil y'nad le'im l'ad shech on the side that doesn't have any pegimus. So Rashi comments on this Mishnah. Rashi has very narrow wide lines, and then the lines become wider. So Rashi writes, Shamina Miho, after the narrow lines, then they become wider lines, and they become very wide lines. So on the second wider line, the line begins with the word Vishamina Mihor, Rashi says. From this Gemara you see the following din. The Sakin Peguma, if you have a long Sakin, and it has a Pegim at the tip. But you don't have to shecht keneg at the tip. It has a foot long. So you shecht with 10 inches of the knife. Who says you have to shecht with the tip? So Rashi says, if there's a Pegim on this side, Sakin Peguma, Vieshpeke de Lishchet, is enough, there are 11 inches to shecht. The pegima is near the handle, the pegima is near the tip. So you're not going to shech there. Use 10 inches, don't use the other 2 inches. The eshbod is long enough, the knife is long enough, the other 10 inches. The Tanoim, the Gemara explains the Mishnah, you're not allowed to shech l'chatchila with the knife that has both the top and the bottom are both sharp edges. Now let a shech lachatchila on the sharp edge that doesn't have the pegime agzerim mishum idach gisa. He made by mistake shecht on the other one. Koshken over here, Rashi, the kabakama. Koshken hacha the bahi gisa gufa peguma. There's a pegime over here on this side. So you can't say, I'm going to be careful I'm only to shecht with the 10 inches. I'm not going to shecht the neck of the chicken is not going to come anywhere near the pegime. You'll be careful, so b'di'evet it'll be good, but chatchila you shouldn't rely on that. Fine. So that we understand. So the main theme of the Mishnah is that you have to shecht with a knife that doesn't have pegimus. But Rashi points out that's not the whole Mishnah. Rashi writes on the Mishnah, tziporin. Let's say I have a leg of an animal, and the animal has a toenail. Toenail is very sharp. So can you shecht? I don't know if you can shecht the behemoth with the toenail. Let's say a chicken. Chicken is thinner, softer. So if I can succeed in shechting a chicken with the toenail of an animal. Would that be good? So the Mishnah says it's not good even b'dieved. And the reason given by the Mishnah, hen chonkim. Chonkim is the expression that you use when you have a pegima on a knife. That the sharpness of the knife is not cutting, it's ripping. But over here, by the tziporin, it has nothing to do with that. So Rashi says, a tziporin min mechuberes, the toenail is attached to the whole leg of the animal. So a long leg like this, and it has a tiny little toenail at the bottom. So if you would have, let's say, if you would have just a little piece of the foot of the animal, not the whole leg so big, if you just have the foot and it has a little toenail on the bottom, so it says the Shulchan Aruch, that's like having a handle, and you have a handle that you hold onto, and you have a blade that's attached to the handle. So the foot is considered the handle of the toenail. It makes it easier to hold on. But if you have a big leg, so big, so how's he going to hold the whole leg? You can't consider the leg as the handle of the toenail. The toenail is the blade, and the leg. The leg makes it more difficult to shecht. It doesn't make it easier. The leg is too big to hold on to. So that's considered mechuber. If you have a knife, that's mechuber to a handle. That's not a psul mechuber. But if you have a toenail, that's mechuber to the whole leg, not mechuber to a toe. If you have an animal that has a toe, and the animal is dead, so you cut off the toe, and you have the toenail, and holding on to the toe makes it easier to shecht. So the holding on to the toe, that's not a psul mechuber. That's like the handle of the knife. But over here we're talking, the tziporin is mechuber to the whole leg, so it's mechuber and it's puzzle. That's what Rashi writes. The high chonkim, it says in the Mishnah, the reason why it's no good is because it's ripping, it's not shechting, it's ripping. This is the explanation for all of the psulim in the Mishnah. High chonkim, ashay rekoi, goes on all the others. Magal Yad and Tzur and Kod, a whole bunch of other things. Megira is a saw, Shinayim. You have the mouth with a lot of teeth, so the teeth are so sharp. But you have in between the teeth, so it's like a begim in between. So that's the reason why all the others are no good, but that's not the reason for Tziporin. Valava Tziporin. Rebnesha and Cholkim is the reason for the others, being possible, not the nail. Time is fine for Shemar, I'm sure Mechuber. Gemara is going to say in the next Daf Mechuber. So Rabbi Kivege on Yeridaya, in the bottom of the page, in the big Yeridaya, has a comment. He says, what do you mean Mechuber? Mechuber la karka. So Behema is karka. So he says, maybe, when you, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have the toenail is attached, not just to the toe, not just to the foot, the toenail attached to the whole leg, this gigantic leg, and it does not make it easier at all, it makes it harder to shecht, to hold on to the leg. So that's a psul mechuber. Rabbi Kivege suggests maybe it's only a psul derabbanan, otu, if it's a nail that's attached to a human being. Because b'nei adam hukshu lekarkois. So maybe a nail of a person is mechuber lekarka. That's really called mechuber. Mechuber always means mechuber lekarka. That's really mechuber. But mechuber to a behemah, and maybe it's only a psul derabbanan. Maybe it's only gzeir derabbanan, otu mechuber leadam. And mechubah la'odam taka is odam b'nei odam hukshu l'karkoes. Is that true? The Gemara has a statement, avodam hukshu l'karkoes. How do you know avodam hukshu l'karkoes? Because the pasuk says in Chumash, if you have an eved ivri, and the owner, the odam, dies, eved ivri doesn't go b'irushim. There's a din, eved ivri, eved is habein. They know eved is habas. That's not a din of Yerushim. If the, let's say a man dies and he only has daughters, so the Bnei Salotcha, they asked the Shaila, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him the din is that if the Bnei ain't lo, Varatim is not chalas of a bita. If there are no sons and the daughters get the Yerusha. Here the din is Ebedibi Ebedis Habein, I know Ebedis Abbas. The Gemara says that's a din of Kom Tachtov. It's not a din of Yerusha. Let's say there's a din Aben Kom Tachas Imo, Aben Kom Tachas Aviv Liibum. If a man is married and he dies and he has children, so the ben has come tachas aviv, so the wife doesn't need any chalitz. If he doesn't have any children, then she needs chalitz. So that's not a din of Yerusha. A ben come tachas aviv lechalitza. Where else do you have? There's a din of Yiyud. a person has an amahayriya. So it says ashelo yada. So you have a kriya niksiv. It's written ashelo yada lamed aleph, and the kriya is ashelo yada. It's a mitzvah that the yada should be miyayid the amahayriya. So there's a din v'im lebeno yada. He could be miyayid for himself. Hari yep miyayid is li. He can marry her. But if she's 25 years younger than him, so it doesn't make sense he should do yud. So the pasuk says in lebeno yada, he can marry yud with his son. The Gemara says, "Ben kam tachasaviv liyud liyado for you." Wait a minute, it's a din of Yerusha. How is it Yerusha? The father's still alive. It's not a Yerusha. It's not that the son Yarshin's the schus to be miyad. It's a din. Ben kam tachasaviv. There's a din. Let's say a person is mechiva korban a korban chatos. Let's say this is mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. And the father was also Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg. So the father was Makrish a Korban, and the father dies. So you can't be Makrish the Korban after the father dies. Kachat is not Bo Ben Edim Adobin. If someone is Makrish a Korban, or the Korban Shlomim, that's Bo Ben Edim Adobin, he dies, then you Makrish it after he dies. And the Bala Korban is the Yerush. The Korban is oil on behalf of the Yerush. But if the father is Makrish a Chattas for a specific Aveir, a Chattas V'Yerushim is not Bo Ben Edim Adobin. It's Baal Achet. So if the father was Mafish Achatas Yashim and he dies, even if the son violated the same Avera, the son can't be Yotzi with the father's Korban. The father was Mafish for his Avera, the son has to be Mafish Korban for his Avera. So the Mishnah has a Nazir, Habay Megaleach al Nazir Asoviv. Halach al Moshe Messinai, Rabbi Yechanan says in the Gemara, that if the father was a Nazir and he sets aside Korbanas to bring at the end of the period, Kabbalah Nazir is for 6 months, for 6 years, whatever, for 5 years. So at the end of his man, he has to bring a set of karbanas. And he's mafish the karbanas in the middle of his man, and then he dies before the end of his man. And his son is also a nazir. So the Gemara says, it's halach al-moshe m'sina, ha-ben kam tachas aviv, that the ben is galeach al-nazir asaviv. Special din, it shouldn't be so. It's not a din of Yerusha. It's a special din. So the Torah says that an Eviribi doesn't go be Yerusha. If it would have been a din of Yerusha, if there's no son, so the daughter would get the Yerusha. It's a special din of Kamtachta. The Minchas Chinah has a long arichas on this, that there's a din of Yerusha and there's a din of Kamtachta. A whole bunch of dinim. Kamtachta. Ben Kamtachta Savi was the Achuza. If the father was Magdish, a field, that's a Ste Achuza. So if the father's not paid it from the Gizbor, the Magdish, who owned it as a Ste'achuza, is not paid it from the Gizbor. And the Gizbor, the Gizbor auctions it off to the highest bidder. So the highest bidder is somebody else, Li'ishacher. So then the other fellow, has the one who bought it from the Gizbor, has a right to hold on to it until Yom Kippur Shel Yovel comes. And then everything goes back to the original owner. But here, the original owner was Magdushit, so it's Mischalekas Lekanim. So Gemara learns that from a Pasuk that the Ben is come Tachasavi of the Ste Achuza. Because the Pasuk says, Machas Hasad Ali Shacher, La'acher Velo Leben. If the Gizbor, the father was Magdushit Ste Achuza, and then the father doesn't want to buy it back, and then the son, the father's still alive, and the son was Goyal the Sada from Miyad Hegdish. The son bought it up from the Gizbar. So then the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that it's not mischalekas lekanim. A ben is mamit soda leachiv. It's a din of a ben kam tachasabi b'lestei achuzim. So you have a whole list of dinim that depend not on Yerusha, the din of kam tachto. And then the pasuk has there's another din that everybody is here to b'sheish. When it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, whichever comes first, either Sheish or Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So then the person said, this is only been a get to Eved Ivri, that if the Yodan dies, the Eved Ivri goes free, unless Eved Ivri Eved is Abayn, unless he leaves a son. But if he doesn't leave a son, so the Eved Ivri goes free, and Eved Ivri goes free, B'Sheish or B'Yovel. If you buy an Eved Kenayni, then it says, is nachalta masim of nech machrech min leresh as achuz selam leil lebehem tavoidu. If it kanani goes birusha to the son, to the daughter, to the nephew, to the cousin, to the tenth cousin, regular din. your own and ever Kananik Yeshua Bachamar goes Birusha, he doesn't go free Bishesh, and he doesn't go free if it comes Yom Kippur Shoyav. So the Pasuk uses an expression, it's talking about Eve Kanani in contrast to Eve Dibi, at the end of Chumash Vayikra. V'his nachalta mosim levnechem acharechem lereshes achuz asalem l'olamahem tavoidu. So we have words for Yerusha. When a person dies and he has money in the bank or he has investments, whatever, so that goes Birusha. When you call something achuza in Nachla, if it's karka, so you call it Nachla, you call it achuza. You don't call metaltalim an achuza. How come it says his nachalta mosim is talking about an evikanaini? His nachalta mosim of nechem echareveshes achuza solim. What do you mean achuza in Nachla? Gemara says avarim hokshele karka. So the original pasuk is only talking about an evikanaini. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus in the first parak in Kiddushin. In the beginning of Kiddushin, and Afei Adavav also, there's Machlek Zdei Rashi and Tosim. When you say Avodim Hukshu LeKarko is based on that pasuk, is it only talking about an Ebet Kenaini, or is it even talking about a Ben Chorin? So that's a Machlekes. So Rabbi Kivegi writes on Yerideya, he thinks that this Mishnah is a Din Derabbanan. It says that if you shecht the tziporin, you have the long leg, which makes it very difficult to shecht. The whole the gigantic leg is very heavy, and he's going to shecht with the toenail. If he would have just the toe with the toenail, or have just the foot with the toenail, then it says in Yerideya, then it says in the Mechaber Yerideya, the toe or the foot is considered the handle of the toenail. So that's not called the psul mechuba. But if it's attached to the whole long leg, and the leg doesn't make it easier to shecht it, doesn't enable you to hold it, it makes it difficult. So that's a psul mechubah. So Rabbi Kivegi thinks it's only a psul de rabbanon, because mechubah means mechubah lekarka. So it must be that the real psul de rice is only if it's mechubah le'odom. He says, but that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus in the first parak in Kedushin. Does Odom have a din of karka? So he says, according to the Rishonim, that even Bnei Chorin Hukshu LeKarkoes, the Mishlei Melech has a discussion on the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? Whether the Rambam holds only Avonim Hukshu LeKarkoes or Rihim Bnei Chorin. He has theories in the Rambam he works on. So Rabbi Kivegi suggests that maybe the real Psul Derais is only if the toenail or the fingernail that you're shechting with is Mechubah to an Avikneini. And if it's mechuba to a ben chorin, maybe it's only with the rabbanim, or maybe according to the other rishonim that all bnei adam huk taisus holds, all bnei adam huk shel kakoes, is not just avodim. So maybe the shechet betziporen, if he shecht with a toenail, it's no good. Maybe that's by all human beings, but by behemoths, it's only the rabbanim. That's Rabbi Kivegi in Yerideya wants to say like that because he understood that the psul mechuber, the Gemara is going to learn that from a pasuk. Ve'kachas ha'machelus here, 10 lines from the top of Tezayin and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from the Akedah. And Bereish ve'kachas machelus lishchutas benoi. So ma machelus is betolish of kol betolish. You can't shecht ben mechuber. So what does it mean mechuber? So Rabbi Kivegi understands mechuber lekarka, mechuber lekarka. So the Yor Sameach takes issue with Rabbi Kivegi. The Yor Sameach is an Hilchos Gerushin. So the Sameach gives a moshel. Rav Soloveitchik gave the same moshel. I don't remember that he mentioned the Yor Sameach. Could be one sort in the Yor Sameach. So he gave the same moshel. If you give a haircut to an Eved on Shabbos, are you on? He said, Avodim Hukshu LeKarkois. So are you in violation of Kitzira? You're in violation of Gozes. If you shear off the wool from an animal, or you cut off the hair, or you cut off nails, so that's a malach of gozes. But would someone say that that's a malach of kotzer? So the Yor Sameach makes fun of that. So he says, even if you hold avodim hukshu lekarkos, even if you hold bnei chorin hukshu lekarkos, that's not a malach of kotzer. Kotzer means if it's gidule karka, it doesn't help. There's one question whether something is karka or metaltalin. Sometimes we discuss, a din only applies to karka doesn't apply to metal. No, the din only applies to metal, it doesn't apply to karka. But here we're talking about mechuber. Mechuber doesn't necessarily mean there's a din mechuber la karka, din ke karka. Okay, if you have a tree growing, took roots in the ground, so that's mechuber la karka, din ke karka. If you have a telephone pole or you have a utility pole that's cemented into the ground, that's going to be, the Gemara quotes, that's a machloikas satanaim. That's called tolush or b'sof chibra. It took a dove tolush. If you plant a tree and it takes roots in the ground, that's not called tolush or b'sof chibra. Tosfos said that's called mechuber la karka mamish. Yeah, that's the bottom Tosfos on Tezvav on the base. If you have a tree, shenoto adam, a person planted it, that's not called tolush or b'sof chibra. Once it takes root, that's mechuber mamish. But if you have a lamppost, or you have a utility pole that's attached to the ground, that's going to be a machlekes hatanoim, whether mechuber lekarka, dinik karka or not, because his tolish of chibur didn't take root. But for kotz there on Shabbos, it only applies to gidule karka. It doesn't help that ben yorim hukshu lekarkoes. Ben yorim hukshu lekarkoes, but he's not a karka. It's going to be gozes. It's not going to be coats there. So he doesn't. Rav Soreshi didn't like that Rebbe Kevega either. He doesn't like the Yosemel doesn't like this Rebbe Kevega. He says, if the knife with which you do the shechita is mechuber, so it's no good. It doesn't have to be mechuber lekarka dina kekarka. It's not a din that karka is no good for shechita. If the sakan is mechuber, it's no good. Even if it's mechuber to the group of a behemah. Unless it's so little, unless it's only the toe of the animal, so that you're holding on to the toe that enables you to shecht with the nail, with the toenail, so the toe is like a handle. So that's not called a psul mechuber, because the blade is attached to the handle. That's not called mechuber. The handle enables you to hold it better. So it enhances the ability to shecht. So that it's not mechuber to a strange thing. Mechuber to makes it into a better sakin. So really, the topics over here are not going to be all the same. Take, for example, Gemara is going to talk about Avodah Zarah. So what's the din? The Gemara quotes a pasuk here. Also on Tezayinim and Aleph, it says on the margin, Torah Or, it says, Dvarim Yud Beis. It says, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll see Alehem Al Haharim. So the Gemara says, the Avodah Zarah is also Bano. We spoke about Avodah Zarah. There are four things that are also Manoah. The Avodah Zarah itself, the Noi Avodah Zarah, Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, and the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. So the three, the Avodah Zarah, and the Noi Avodah Zarah, and the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, lend themselves to Bittul. And the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah does not lend itself to Bittul. Tikruvus is also because of its past history. So you can't wipe off the past history. It doesn't help if someone's going to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. But this was offered as tikruvus, but the Avodah Zarah itself is also bana because of its present state. And the Noi Avodah Zarah and the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, so once you get a Nochri to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, so it's no longer Avodah Zarah, Mishamshi, or Noye. So then it'll be Mutar. Fine. So the Gemara learns after that Pasuk, Eloheim al Haharim, velo Haharim Eloheim. If they deify the mountains themselves, then the mountain is Mutar bana. What does it mean? I bow down to Mount Everest. It doesn't belong to me. No, it means I bought the mountain. The mountain belongs to me. Where I go in the summertime. So there's a big Hunter Mountain. Hunter Mountain is owned by a Jewish man. So he charges a lot of money for the ski lifts. For the people go up on top. So you can have a mountain that belongs to a person. So if he bows down to the mountain, you can't say, no, the mountain belongs to him. But it's mechuber, it's karka. So mechuber the karka is mutter. So is that a din? Elohim alharim laharim alharim. It's a din because karka, mechuber the karka is not nesar. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Let's say I have a tree. The tree grows from the ground. There's mechuber the karka, and the apples grow on the tree. The apples fell off from the tree. They detached. So somebody, and it's his field, it's his apples, it's his tree. Not an issue of Ainan Amos and Dovish and Shalai. So he deifies the apples. He bows down to the apples. The Gemara says the apples, as long as they were never lifted up by a human being, they don't become Osamano. Let's say a hen lays an egg. So after the hen lays the egg, it's not mechuber. So the balechaim can't become maser either. So after the hen lays the egg, if no one picked up the egg yet, so even if you deify the egg and it belongs to you, it's mutar b'hano. Because the Rambam quotes the Lashon from the Gemara, the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah quotes the Gemara's, Ein bo tvisas yad adam. If the apple fell off in the tree and someone picked it up, or the hen lays an egg and somebody picked the egg up, then it's considered as if that apple and that egg was manufactured by a human being. It wasn't. The hen laid the egg, and the tree grew the apple, and the apple was fully ripe, so it fell off in the tree. Because nobody picks it up, that's called Ein bo tvisas yad adam. It's not really a din. B'chubel karka din karka lehem alaharim leharim alehem. B'chubel can't become this. It's not really a vort of mechuber. It's not a din karka versus metalpun. It's a din yesh bo tvisas yadodam, ein bo tvisas yadodam. Let's say a person plants a tree, l'shem avodah zarah. He planted a tree, l'shem avodah zarah. That's mamish mechubel karka. That's going to take root, and it's going to be mechubel karka din karka when it takes root. But still, if he planted a tree to deify, to worship it, so it does become Mosabano. Or let's say you have, there's a Machlekes Hatanoim over here, about, we said, the lamppost or the utility post that's attached to the ground. It's not growing from the ground. It didn't take roots in the ground. If Hishrish, then everyone agrees that's called Mechubel HaKarka Dina Kekarka. But if it's cemented into the ground, that's a machlokes hatanaim, where the tolish of b'saf chib is dinik and tolish dinik and mechuba. What if you have a house though, you have a building? So that's a big shaila. That's a big shaila. A house is also called tolish of b'saf chibra, because the house didn't take root in the ground. It cemented into the ground. Even if it has a deep foundation that goes deep below the ground, the higher you want to make the house, the deeper you have to dig before you start building. So that's a big machlokes. The Shachan Yerida, I think, Simit Tzadikei, Zachan Choshim Ishbot, the din of Ein Ishboim ala Karkois. So what's the din? Would you say Ein Ishboim an Batim? Do you say a bais is called Tolish of B'sav Chibra? Because a house is cemented into the ground. It didn't take root. It didn't plant it in the ground. But you say, no. A house, a bais is Mechub al-Karka Dinik al-Karka. Houses, that's what the Rebbe Shalom built, created the world, that people should build houses. So that's a big issue. That's the machlekes, the shach and the bali atesis, where the house is the same machlekes as a tolish of b'sav chibroi, as a utility pole, as a telephone pole. Or you say, no, house for sure is mechuba l'karka dina kikarka. But for avodah zarah purposes, if a person builds a house, that's yesh bo tvisas yad adam, nasa b'dei adam. That for sure he does asa. So you see that the definition of Elohim, 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 Elohim doesn't really depend on karka versus metalkalin. The egg that the hen laid and the apple that fell off from the tree is vaday tolush. No question. It's not dinike mechuber, but it's called ein bo tvisas yadam. It's a whole different din. Ein bo tvisas yadam. The Gemara has a din. Let's say I own a field. If I deify someone else's field, say ein on the most of davashen shaloi. My machshava, the shame of the zara, can't affect your field. If you're cooking fleishiks and I pour in milk in your pot, so Tosis writes in Yavamis, you don't say Ein al Mosa Dovah Shem Shaloi. Even if the milk falls in by itself, it also becomes Basa B'chola. Even if the chaza falls in by itself and it's nice and tam, also becomes treif. So you can't say Ein al Mosa Dovah Shem Shaloi. I had no right to pour the milk into your flesh, so it doesn't become treif. It becomes treif without, you don't need Kavonas Agavar over there. But if you want to deify something and make it also because of Avodah Zarah, then you need Kavonas Agavar. So my machshavas, my kavanas can't relate to your property. So if I bow down to your farm, and on the most of we're talking, I'm deifying my own farm. I own the farm. So there's no issue of Ein on the most of Shaloi. So then I apply the din of Elohim 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 Elohim. If I'm mishtachvel le'sada, the sada is muta. But what happens, he's mishtachvel le'sada, and then he believes that this field is the deity, has deity, powers of a deity. So he takes a shovel and he starts to dig around to make it look fancier. So the Gemara says it becomes Nesar. How can it become Nesar? It's Mamish Karka. How can it become Nesar? The answer is the halacha that Karka is not Nesar is not a din Karka versus Metam. It's a din Ein bo tvisas yad adam versus Yesh bo tvisas yad adam. So if you plant a tree, that's called Yesh bo tvisas. You planted it al das avodah zarah. So that's by yesh b'tfisas yad. And if not, it's mechubel karka dinik karka mamish, or you deify this soda. He's deifying his own soda, and he's digging around a little bit. So that's called yesh b'tfisas yadon. He asks the soda mamish. That's not only asks the offer that he detached. He asks the whole soda. L'chol gvuloseho. He asks the whole soda because it's not a din of karka versus metalpolim. Each case you have to judge: is it karka versus metalpolim? Is mechuba versus tolush? What's the vort? What's the halacha? Each case. That's what the Gemara is going to say. The dinim are not going to be the same.
By the chashmonaim, when they had to be gone as the avanim of the mizbeach, why did they have to be gone as the avanim? Shouldn't we say either ein adam oser davar sheinu shalom? And also, I mean, presumably there would be a tfisa because they built the mizbeach. It's made by adam. Why did they have to be gone as the avanim?
It's such a good kasha, the Gemara has the kasha. Gemara Avodah Zarah has that kasha. On Daf Nun Beis. Those who use the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes, Ein Amos Adav Sheinu Shaloi. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel, I think, that says, Abol B'Pritzim B'Chileluhu. When the Pritzim come and they use the parts of the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah purposes, so it's Moitziyat L'Chulin. Once it's Yotze L'Chulin, then it no longer belongs to Hegdash, that it belongs to the one who was motzi et l'chulin. So then if he uses it a second time for avodah zarah purposes, then it's ha'ramos ha'dav shu shaloi. It belongs to him. Yeah. The Gemara discusses that. That's a Gemara and avodah zarah.
What was the chilek between houses and other things that are talishable self-kibra? Why would houses be
different? Yeah, I think the shachol is like that. I think he quotes a tesis maybe in Me'ila, I forgot it anywhere. I think the Shach is the Simen Tzadikain Chosh Mishpat. Tosis says that houses are tolish of Sof Chibra because they're not rooted in the ground, they're cemented in, and it's the same machlokes that you have by utility poles you would have by house. I think the Shach disagrees. It shows from a lot of Gemara that it's not correct. That the Rabbanu Shlom created the world, that people should build houses. And just like he wanted people to plant trees, he wanted people to build houses and to build cities. So a house is a l'choladeh, mechub l'karka dina kikarka. That's not a machlek. His machlek only is on a pole, on a wall. A kosel binyan, yeah. That's tolish of b'sav chibur. If you have a whole house, he holds that that's that's l'choladeh dina kikarka. So that's going to be the thrust of what the Gemara is going to discuss here. There are different dinim where we distinguish between karka and metaltalim, and they're not all the same. we have to be careful when you give the definition, what's the nature of the din. So let's see. Again, so the Mishnah says, Hashoichet b'diyevet. So why is Hashoichet so magal yad? I understand why it's only b'diyevet, because l'chatchil you shouldn't do it. Yishleim magal yad, the Gemara says, Dilmas and the Med b'birach, Yisimei shecht on the other side. It's sharp on both ends. So on the one edge it has pegimus, on the other edge it's all smooth. So it's exer de rabban lechatchila shouldn't shech. Maybe use the wrong side. Tzur v'kana lechatchila loy. The Mishnah says tzur v'kana is only good b'diavad urim inu. You have a tosefta that contradicts it. Bakol shochten sounds like lechatchila bein b'tzur bein b'kumus bein b'kumus al kana. So it's a stira. Is it only good b'diavad? Is it even good l'chatchila? Mar says lo kasha, kama tolish kama mechuba. If it's tolish, it's good l'chatchila, and if it's mechuba, then it's only good b'diavad. And where does this come from? Why is it only good b'diavad? The Omer Avkana said. Apparently, Avkana quoted a brisa. Rashi says later that this is a brisa. So Avkana quoted a brisa that says, Hashem b'mechuba l'karka is a machlekes hatanoim. Rabbi Poisel, Abchia Machshid, is very unusual. Abchia was a Talmud of Rabbi. Very rare, I think, that he disagrees with Rabbi. And the next daf, the Gemara says, Rav was a Talmud sitting in front of Abchia. Abchia was sitting by Rabbi, and Rabbi said a shir that if you shech b'mechuba l'karka, it's no good. You learn it from the pasuk by the Akedah, v'ikach z'machelus. So Rav heard a pasuk, but he didn't hear the shir. He just heard Rabbi Danas is a pasuk. So yes, Rabbi Chiya, what did he say? Rabbi Chiya says gahakta chaynik. That's how the Talmud says on the Rebbe. It's all wrong. The Rebbe said dvar mitelam. Very, very unusual Gemara, yeah. Very unusual Gemara. He was so upset. Abchir was so unhappy with Rebbe's drasha. So he says, "Vob dechsiba ufsa koma gahak tachayne." It's nonsense. Okay, so here the Gemara has, we passed like Rebbe. We don't pass like Abchir. We pass like the nonsense that if Yishef ben Kuvah is no good. And the Pashto says that it's a din deraisa. It's not a chumah midrabbanan. It's a real din deraisa. Strange that he should use such a sharp lashon. So the Gemara says, "Loi kash kam talish kam mechuber." That bit talish is good lachatchil, but mechuber is only good b'diavad. And who sheet is that? Mechuber is only good b'diavad. The Amr Rav Kana, it's a machlek his Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Rebbe holds his possibly b'diavad. Reb Chiya holds kosher. Reb Chiya only holds kosher b'diavad. Lachatchil he agrees that it's no good. V'adkan should be v'adkan. Reb Chiya machshir. Then he says v'adkan. Come look a machshir Reb Chiya that b'diavad. So that's what the Mishnah says. Hashoich b'riyevid, b'tzur u'v'kone, b'riyevid, it's good because it's mechuber. Why is it only good b'riyevid? If it's good b'riyevid, let it be good l'chatchila. What's wrong? What I was going to say, the normal way to shecht is someone holds the animal down. You have someone holding an animal, and then the shechet fiddles with the knife to shecht it. If the knife is attached somewhere, so you can't fiddle with the knife. The knife is attached. You have to hold the head of the animal and fiddle the head back and forth. So we're afraid that that's not the normal way to shecht. The knife is kavua, and you're moving the animal back and forth. To move the animal is much harder than to move the knife. So you're afraid he's going to make a psul drasa. Just like the Gemara says, there's a concern if the head of the animal is going to be on top and the knife is going to be on the bottom. Is that mutter or not? So Gemara says, by oifus it's mutter l'chatchila. And by behemus it's only good b'diavad, because the neck of the animal is going to be very heavy. So he may not be watching well. If the knife is going to be on the bottom, it may the animal may push its head down. It'll turn out that it's going to be drossa. Whenever you shecht, you have to push down. You can fiddle back and forth from today till tomorrow. It's not going to kill the animal. You have to push down while you're fiddling back and forth. But if you push down too much, then it's called drasa. You have to push down while you're pushing sideways at the same time. So if the head is going to be on top and the knife is going to be on the bottom, that's a chashash of drasa. So the same over here. If you're going to be shechting the mechuber, the knife is going to be mechuber. So instead of fiddling with the knife, you're going to be fiddling with the head of the animal. So with the head of a bird, maybe it's not so difficult. The head of a big fat animal is going to be very difficult to move a cow back and forth. So it's only good b'diavad. It's not good l'chatchila. So that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah that says here, it's only good b'diavad, it goes b'tzur b'kone b'mechuber. And it goes like Reb Chiya. And it's only good b'diavad. Reb Yehuda HaNasi beholds no good in b'diavad. We pass like Reb Yehuda HaNasi, no good in b'diavad. Chiya holds is good, b'diavad, but l'chatchila not. And the Braisa that says is good l'chatchila, that's when it's a tzur and a kana that's tolush. So the Gemara says, how can you say like that? B'mayu kimtik Reb Chiya. You tell me that the Mishnah goes b'diavad, it's b'tzur, b'kana, mechuba, l'karka, and it's only good b'diavad. But there's a Braisa from the Tosefta, l'hodatani b'akol shechtim, it sounds like a l'chatchila. You can shech l'chatchila b'mechuber. You can shech l'chatchila b'mechuber. The Gemara says, Mani, whose opinion is it? Loi Rebbe v'lo Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya, it's only good b'diavad. He, Rebbe, it's even b'diavad, it's no good. So whose opinion is that you're allowed to shech l'chatchila with mechuber? So the answer must be, Loi, li'olam Reb Chiya hi. Afil l'chatchila. The Tosefta, the second Tosefta that we just quoted, Bakol Shechtin, Bein betolish, bein mechuber, sounds l'chatchila. So l'chatchili can shech ben mechuber, that's Reb Chiya. And the Mishnah that says that it's, if you shech ben mechuber, it's only good b'diavad, that's according to Rebbe. Frank Gemara, how can it be according to Rebbe? Just says according to Rebbe is no good if b'diavad. Gemara says no. Gemara says, how can the Mishnah be according to Rebbe b'diavad nami lo? The other Reb Chiya. So the Gemara answers, the Tosefta that says you can shech l'chatchila b'mechuber is Reb Chiya. And the Mishnah and Rebbe holds that even b'diavad is no good. And the Mishnah that says that if you shech b'mechuber It's good b'di'eved, that's by tolush of b'sof chibur. Masnisin dektane ha'shechei b'di'eved, it's good b'mechubur. Rebbe, I kasha the Rebbe, I Rebbe. Rebbe holds even b'di'eved, it's no good b'mechubur. But kasha, kam mechubur le'ekor, kam tolush of b'sof chibroi. If it's tolush of b'sof chibroi, then it'll only, it's really dina kitolush. So me'ikar adin, it's good. But it's only good b'di'eved, because he may not do a good job. Or it's a gzeira, or the real mechubur. There because of the real mechuber. Minot temer, and how do you have any mocker to prove minot temer? How do you get such an idea? The shiny lamb by mechuber meikorat the tolish b'sof chibur de tanya. That what if it's mechuber meikorat? If the thing mamish grows from the ground, that's really mechuber. So that shchita b'mechuber is pasul min haTorah. I'll be pashtus. But if it's tolish of the b'sof chibro, the lo hishrish, if it took root, Taisa says, that bottom Taisa said, then it's mamish mechuba lekarka, diniki karka. But if it's tolish of the b'sof chibro, the lo hishrish, so then l'chatchili shouldn't shecht it, because he's gzeira oto the real mechuber. Okay. But b'dievet, the Gemara says, it would be good. The Gemara says, is there a mocker to distinguish between mechuba meikora, it's attached to the ground, as opposed to the Tolish of the B'sof Chibur, Minot Temer. Where do you get such an idea? The Shani Elam Emchumim Mekor the Tolish B'sof Chibur, the Tanya. Shechit B'muchni, Shchitosek Sheiro. That's going to be a problem. The Gemara says, Muchni means you have a machine. Muchni, we call a machine. You set up a system that the Shchit is going to, let's say you have a river, and there's a water, there's a wheel, and because the river is moving, so the wheel is moving, and you have knives attached to the wheel, and you set up a whole system that the shechita is going to happen. Shechita is going to take place. So here in this verse, Ashechit b'muchni shechitosek sheira. Then they more ask the kasha v'atan shechitosek psula, and the third line from the top of Tezainim and Aleph. Here, the second line. Oh, my marit says, and the prices that we just quoted, Sheikh Mukh Shitosuk Shera. I be a tan shchitosa psula. It's no good. So Gemara says, Loi kasha, it depends. Is the kar gaber, is the noch kar gaber? If you have the water, I set up a system, you have a wheel that's turning because of the fact that the river is flowing. And then I attach knives, and then I have a conveyor belt, and the chickens are spaced in such a way that every time the knife comes down, it shechts another chicken. Today you can make any machine you want. This is a genius. The guy's a genius. He figured this out. These are the Tanaim. It was 1,000 years ahead of his time. But he figured out how to make such a system. So the Gemara says the din is that by shechita you need kar gavra. So if the water is causing it to go, so that's a lack of kar gavra. But if it'll be with kar gavra, so then it will be good. Okay. So that's the story with the muchni. But then the brisa continues. The Brisa again, the four lines from the bottom of Tezvav on the base. The first line is Shrecha b'muchni shchitosek sheira, and the Brisa is going to say sometimes it's no good, depends, is the kar gavra or not. Then it continues, b'muchu b'lekarka shchitosek sheira, b'di'evet, if yishech b'muchu b'lekarka is good. No atzakam because of b'shocha b'shchitosek sheira, have a knife, and I attach it to the wall. So b'di'evet will be ksheira, because tolish b'sof chibah. However, what if you have hayatzur yotzim in hakoysel akona oila meyelov? Something is growing from the shachabor shchitos absul. If it's mechuber, if you shech with the knife, that's mechuber lekarka. It's no good. So it's a stirim in ayibay. Earlier the brisa said, no, it's sakim the kos of shach shchitos kasher. Even though it's attached to the wall, and then it says akona oila meyelov shchitos absul. So the Gemara says kashen ador. It's a stirim in ayibay. Then the price is, so the answer must be alav shma mina shari ben mechubim yikol the tolish of b'sof chibro. If it's something that literally grows from the ground, then it's mechubim lekarka dinik kikak. So that's mechubim. So that's not good. But if it's a tolish of b'sof chibro, so then the price holds that it is good. It's only good b'dievin lechatchil and shma mina. So the Gemara says we have the price that indicates, and therefore the teretz that we gave is an accurate teretz. Rebbe holds, fishocha be mechuba shchitas a psula if miriyeva. That's if it's mechuba mamish. The thing is growing from the ground. But if it'll be a talish of the besof chibroi, so then it'll be kosher be the yevin. Chatchila, no, but it'll be kosher be the yevin. So then when the Gemara talks about the Mukhani story, so the Gemara says, again, on the second line from the top, Omar HaShech Memuch Shetosek Shere. He set up a whole system, a mechanical system, that it does Shechita, so it says good. Ibatan Shechitosek Psula, one says Loi Kashe, no contradiction. Ho Besana De Pachra, Ho Besana De Maya. If you have water flowing, and you have the wheel is turning because the water is flowing. So that's, there's no karkavra at all. He just set up the system and the shechita is going to have myself. There's no karkavra, so it's no good. And if it's a sarna de pachra, he set up the system, but each time he has to put the chicken in, so then it is called the karkavra. So then it is good. Check. That's the din you need karkavra. The ibois, amen, if you want to give a different teretz on this stira, how come one muchni is kosher, one muchni is posel? What are we talking about? Hava habisana de maya. Well, like kosher, hava karech rishon, hava karech sheni. That what? Whenever you need karech gavra, we distinguish between karech rishon, karech sheni, similar to the din by ritzicha. By shchita, you need karech gavra, by ritzicha. And the third place the Gemara says is by mitilas yadayim. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek Kolabosa. So these three areas of halacha. Why did the Tanoim, why do they hold only these three areas? It's a secret, I don't know. Only three areas on Halacha, where you need Karach Gavra. And Halacha distinguishes, Hava ha besana demai v'loi kashu, kam Karach Rishon, kam Karach Sheni. The Halacha distinguishes Karach Rishon, Karach Sheni, with respect to Shechita, just like with respect to Ritzicha. You only chad misim shemetzeach, if you murdered him, a Karach Gavra. But if you murder him with a Karach Sheni, then you're not Chayim Misa. Karach Sheni is a lack of Karach Gavra. So the same would be true regarding Shechita. You need Karach Gavra by Shechita. Ki hod omer ha-papa ha-man de-kapsel ha-chavrei. He ties the guy up so he can't run away. The murder victim is tied up. He can't move. And then v'ashkal alei bitke maya. Then he pulls up the dam and he lets all the water go out. And the fellow ultimately drowns. Because he picked up the dam and the dam was holding all the water back. And now there's nothing, the water goes and he drowns. So he says, Ashkalai bitka demaya, hai man the kapsel achavre, Ashkalai bitka demaya. He lets the gush of the water drown him, umis, amchai misa, my time to give it to dehu, the honey bay. Then he says, v'hani mida, that's on the karchish, on karchsheni, grama bialmo. That's the question. What's the definition of karchish and karchsheni? How do you define karchish and karchsheni? So some, the Dvar Avram has, Dvar Avram is the last rabbi in Kovne. We mentioned, he learned the Malozhin, he was Mishpoche with the Soloveitchik family. He writes in his sefer, he's from the Beis Arab, he's a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The three volumes to the Dvar Avram. The third volume was published posthumously after he died in Warsaw Ghetto, in the Kovne ghetto, after he died. And it was put out by, when I was a Talmud here in the yeshiva, there was a Rabbi Honest. So he was a big Talmud Chacham, so they said he was the one who did the work on the third volume. It wasn't put out during the lifetime of the author. He put together, the family gave, he put together all the Chuvas in the third chelim. So the Dvar Avram has the following discussion. There's a din that a mikveh, there's a pasuk in Chumash, Ach Mayan, a bar mikveh mayim yihi et tahor. So maybe the pshuta shel mikra probably is, if one is tamei and is terrible either in a mikveh or in a mayon, a mikveh means kavu v'kaimi, stagnant body of water. Ach mayon, ubar mikveh mayim. A bar mikveh mayim means a mikveh where the water is standing still. A mayon is where the source of the water by mikveh is the rain or the melting snow. So if the source of the water is notvim, the Mishnah is talking about notvim and zochlim. Notva means the water or the snow that comes down from the sky. So that's only metahar be'eshbarin, if you have a crack in the ground, the shever. If the water is rolling all over the place, let's say the water is rolling down this side of the mountain, there's so much melting snow at the end of the winter, or there's so much rain that it's gushing down, pouring down the side of the mountain, and the person takes off his clothes and he wants to be toivel, he gets a whole shower there, and all the water is rolling on the side of the mountain. He can't be toivel in the middle of the year, but let's say the water is rolling on the surface of the mountain, and the person has it clear, the person wants to be toivel. So that's not good, because notvim, rainwater is only metahar. If it's a mikveh, mikveh means cover, the kaima has to be eshborin, a shever, a crack in the ground. But if the source of the water is from under the ground, it's a mayon, so then a mayon is metahar b'zochim. That's the definition of a mayon. What do you mean the source of the water is from under the ground? The Tanaim knew that there's a water cycle. You know, it's the same water. The water comes down in the form of rain or snow, then it evaporates, goes back up, then it comes down, goes back up. It's a water cycle. So what do you mean? The source of all the water is off in the sky. No such thing as water from under the ground. So the answer is no. If it rains or snows, and the water goes in the rivers, in the oceans, and then it goes under the ground long enough, and then it shoots back up again, that's called the mayon. So that's a halachi question. How far does it have to roll under the ground that it should be invisible from the surface of the ground? That I should say that when it pops up in a new location, that it has the status of a mayon. A mile, 2 miles, how far? It falls down and then right away it jumps up, and that's already called a mayon. That's the rainwater. That's not metahar b'zochim. So that's a major discussion. Mishkan Esankev has a tshuva about that, and it's based on a discussion on the Ramban Al Atar, I think this week's Sedra. On Parshas Toldos. I think it's on Toldos. That Yitzchok was digging wells, and the Plishtim said, Lana Hamayim. They said it's their water. Why is it their water? Because they claimed the water started by them, and it just went under the ground a little bit, and he had no right, he's stealing their water. The Ramban and Chumash discusses, when is it considered a hemshach of the original source of the water, and when is it considered a new mayon? Okay, that's a serious shayla. That's a very serious shayla. So the pshuto shel mikra and the pasuk ach mayon bar mikva mayon yihi ator. If a person is tummy, we said there are four things that are mekabel tuma. Odem mikelim ochem mamashkim. Ochem mamashkim have no tar ben mikva. Odem mikelim have tar ben mikva, except for klicheres. Klicheres has no tar ben mikva. That's why klicheres can never become an av hatuma. Let's say a person dies in a room. So everybody in the room becomes the mace we call Avi Avois Atume, he's a grandfather, and everybody in the room becomes an Av Atume, and all the Kelim become an Av Atume. But if you have Kli Cheres in the room, Kli Cheres have no Tara B'mikvah, so they cannot become an Av Atume, even though the mace is Avi Avois, and the Tumah is transmitted, should go down one Madrega. When it comes to the Kli Cheres, it goes down two Madregas. The Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon L'tumah, because the Gemara learns that at the end of Erevin, the Gemara learns that from a Pesach. Let's say there's a mashkin in the room and someone dies. So the person that dies is Avi Avois Hatuma. Ochlam mashkin become a rishon. They don't become an av hatuma. Called ochlam mashkin have no tarav mikveh. Called davar shein tarav mikveh ein nasa av hatuma. So whenever the Gemara says that, so Rashi raises in quite a few places. Rashi raises a question: but water that becomes tamei does have tarav mikveh. If you do hashoke. You take a pitcher that's full of water that's tamei, and you lower the pitcher under the surface of the, you lower it into the mikveh, and the water of the mikveh goes on the top of the pitcher, and the waters are connected. So that has, so you have tarabin, you have tvila b'mikveh for water that became tamei. If orange juice became tamei, it doesn't have a din of hashoke. If other drinks, not. But if it's water, then water has hashoke b'mikveh. So why do you say that water is not ein lo tarav mikveh ein asa av hatuma? It has tarav mikveh. So Rashi always explains, when you do hashoke on tamei dika water becomes tahar, it's not midin tarav mikveh, it's midin zriya. What if I have potatoes that are tamei, apples that are tamei, and I plant them in the ground and they take root? So once they take root, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, whatever is mechuba lekarka cannot be tamei. Let's say the apples grow on the tree. So Adam Tomei touches the apples. The apples, while they're mechubel karka, not mekabel tumah. Apples are only mekabel tumah if they're rinsed off. Let's say it rains on the apples while they're attached to the tree, and the owner of the apples is very happy that the apple is getting washed off. The dirt, the dust on the apple is getting cleaned off. It doesn't help. There's no heksher oichlim. Chiyuta mayim al zera is only if the zera, only if the food is already tolish ben akarka. Kol zman mechubel karka, it's not mekabel heksher. It can't become huchshel kabtum. It doesn't have a shame oichel. Has to be detached. So even if you have an apple that was huchshel kabtum, after it was detached and it was mekabtum, and when you plant it in the ground and it takes root, it becomes tohar. Let's say you had a potato that was mekabtum, it was huchshar, and another tummy touched it, it makes a tummy. When you plant it in the ground, it takes root, it becomes tohar. That's a din that's ria. Is metayer. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Zareya mayim al panei chutzos. A pasuk in Novi, I think, Zareya mayim al panei chutzos, that if you have a puddle of water, it's considered as if the water is zarua in the karka. Even though it doesn't take root, it's not growing, the water is not going to multiply, it's not going to develop more water. The pasuk uses such a melitza. So that's where Rashi always says, but everything more brings up this issue. That water is dovashein latar v'mikvein and nasa avatume. So if there's a mesa in the room, the mesa's aviyavois, and the people in the kelim in the room become an avatume. But the ochlim mashmi kama rishon latume, they don't become an avatume. Even water is ein latar v'mikvein, and hashoka is not a din of tar v'mikvein. It's a din of zriya. Okay, it's a din of zriya. So the pshuto shel mikvein at pasuk is. If a person is tamei or a kli is tamei, he can either be tovel it in a mikveh or be tovel it in a mayim. Achmayin, oh, bar mikveh mayim, yet tohar, the person becomes tohar. So the Tanaim have an additional level of interpretation in that pasuk. The din appears in the Mishnayos and Mikvos, but the Mishnah never tells you what the pasuk is. So the pasuk is a Gemara in Zvachim, I think on the Av Chafei. The Gemara interprets an additional, the Torah Shabbat has an additional level of interpretation in this pasuk. Ach mayim abor mikveh mayim, yiye tohor his havus ha mikveh should be betahara. It should be havayosa ad yadav sheni mekabel tuma. Let's say you want to make a mikveh, you have to have mem saw, so someone digs a ditch in the ground. How are you going to get the water? How are you going to get the. Usually you build the mikveh inside the house. You don't want the people to be standing outside in the freezing cold and the rain, undressed, with no clothes on. So you build a mikveh, you build a ditch in the ground. So how's the water going to get from outside into inside? So let's say you take buckets of water and you pour it in. So we call that mayim shuvim. So mayim shuvim is a question whether it's no good ben atar, it's no good ben derabbanan. So even if you hold that mayim shuvim is only no good ben derabbanan, there are more paskins that kula shovev, the whole mikveh shuvim, it's absurd the rice. And the machlegs is in Taisus, machlegs deri in the Rabbi Natam, and the Taisus in Bavakama, and in other places as well, where the mikveh that's kula shovev, you only have gimelug and maim shuvim, it passes a mikveh that's not mole yet, doesn't have the memso yet, that's only a dim of the rabbanim. But if the whole mikveh is made up from maim shuvim, so that's a machlegs harishanim, whether that's absurd the rice of the rabbanim. So there are more paskins that's absurd deraisa. Ruba shov, kula shov is absurd deraisa, and the chaba holds that it's only the rabban. Afkamina, what if it's a suffix? You're not sure who filled up the mikveh. But if a person, that's if it's maim shuvim, the water was once contained in a container, in a bucket. But if, let's say, the person takes the water and he pours it directly into the mikveh, that for sure is a posel men atarif. That's called havayasai deidobah hamakabal tumah. The odom is a makabal tumah. The kelim are usually mekabel tuma, so if the person pours the water into the mikveh, let's say the person has a broom, they say the water is not maim shuvim. The water was never contained in a pitcher. Water was never in a container. There are puddles outside, and the person takes a broom and he pushes all of the water into the bore of the mikveh. So it's not maim shuvim, but it's called habayosa agedova hamekabel tuma. The odom is a mekabel tuma. So the Dvaravram has a shaila. Dvaravram was died in the middle of the war. So they already had electrical appliances. So they had a system where if you push a button, the water will go from the tap and it'll fill up the mikveh. It'll go by pipes. By pushing a button, go by pipes. So that's the question, is that considered as if the Odom filled up the mikveh, so the whole mikveh is posel min haTorah, or not? So the Dvar Avraham says, if it's Korach Rishon, then it relates to me. If it's Korach Sheni, it's considered as if it happened by itself. There is no din over there by Habiyosa Dedov HaMakab Tumah. The Gemara doesn't say it depends on Korach Gavra. The only time the Gemara talks about Korach Gavra is by Shechita and Ritzicha, these two Gemaras over here. And then until Sadan, the Gemara at the beginning of Kol HaBosa. But he is, that Dvar Avraham is assuming that the din of Korach Rishon and Korach Sheni is not restricted only to the three cases in the Gemara that talk about Korach Gavra. He's assuming that Korach Gavra is the Aramaic word for Maisa Hodom, interchangeable, the same thing. We had that last year, we learned about Kam, so there was a Tesis Avov and a base, Eimamav is Amai. So Tesis assumed like that, that whenever there's a lack of Korach Gavra, means that it's not called Maisa Hodom. And the Chazanish said he doesn't accept that Tesis. Chazanish argued, and Rav Chaim says also, he quotes Rishonim say like that, Korach Gavra is one din, and Maisa Ha'odom is a different din. Korach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'odom. So the Dvar Avraham is assuming like that Tosis, that whenever there's a lack of Gavra, it's not called Maisa Ha'odom. So he says, if the person pushes a button and the mikveh starts to get filled up, and because he pushed the button, it keeps on going. It can go for an hour. It keep on going. So if he would have pushed the button and then turned it off 3 seconds later, whatever would have been accomplished in those 3 seconds, that's called Korach Rishon. Whatever is accomplished because he didn't push it off, he didn't turn it off, it just keeps on going. So he says, that's considered Korach Sheni. That's his definition of Korach Rishon, Korach Sheni. He says over here, if you pick up a dam, so if you pick up the dam and then you would put down the dam, so how much water would come? Would there be enough water to drown the fellow if you just pick up the dam for 5 seconds and then you put it back down? So if he's right near the beginning of the pathway, so maybe that would be enough water to drown him. But then he said, that's called Korach Rishon. The Korach Sheni is, he would never drown. He's so far away, and the water's going to spread, and by the time it gets to him, it's going to be hardly any water, not going to be enough to drown him. He'll only drown because you picked up the dam and you left it up and you walked away. So that if whenever you set up a system and then the first 5 seconds or so, whatever happens is called Korach Rishon. Whatever happens because the system continues to go, that's his definition, that's called Korach Sheni. That's the Dvar Avraham gives that definition. So let's say when you bake matzahs, you have to bake matzahs lishma. You have to say, I'm baking the matzah lishma. So what do? They push a button, it goes for an hour. It goes for many hours. Keeps on going. The system is set up like that. So according to the Dvar Avraham, only what was accomplished in the first 3 seconds, nothing was gone in the first 3 seconds. The water will start mixing with the dough, the water will start mixing with the flour, and then if you push the button off, nothing will happen. No matzah will be baked. It takes more than 3 seconds. That's more than 10 seconds. It takes a while. It takes a few minutes till the whole system gets finished. So according to the Dvar Avraham, you can't use machine matzahs. All the machine matzahs are Korach Sheni because you push the button, and then if you push the button 5 seconds later, nothing would cook. You wouldn't have any matzahs. So the fact that it keeps on, you push the button, you leave it on. The fact that it keeps on going, so that's called Korach Sheni. He holds that's called Korach Sheni. So the Chazanish says that he's wrong. He doesn't quote the Dvar Avraham, but he talks about a tzitzis factory. The din is that you have to do the tvias achutim lishma. You have to convert the wool into thread, and you have to twine the thread. So that has to be done lishma. So the Kosher Glover also, Kosher Glover was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw. In the Warsaw ghetto, the Warsaw uprising in the ghetto. So he has a tshuva in his sefer. He writes the same as the Chazanish. They both quote the same Magen Avraham. Hilchos Netilas Yadayim is an Orech Chaim. So the Magen Avraham says, if you have a pot of water and you tilt it, and because you tilt it, it's a lot of water is going to go out. And then I put one hand under the water, then I put the other hand under the water, and the water keeps on rolling. So as I tilted the whole pot in such a way that it keeps on pouring out. It takes a while till it's going to stop falling. So he says, even if it's after 5 seconds, that's called Koyach Gabri, that's not called Koyach Sheni. It's only called Koyach Sheni if it's what they call in modern Hebrew, Hasaras Hamoneya. You have water pressure is pushing down, and you have a dam that prevents the water from going anywhere. So if somebody picks up the dam, he didn't push the water. The water is pushing down. There was water pressure anyway. Before he picks up the dam, he did Hasaras Hamoneya. The dam prevents the water from going because there's nowhere to go. When you pick it up, so in the middle, the water pressure is going to push it down till it's going to be all the way down to the bottom. So if you do Hasaras Hamoneya, then we say there's a difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. But if you're not talking Hasaras Hamoneya, the guy takes a big barrel full of water and he tilts it and he leans it in such a way that it's going to keep on flowing for a couple of seconds, for a minute, let's say. So he puts one hand under, puts another hand under, even as after the first 5 seconds. That's not called Hasaras Hamoneya. He turned it sideways. So that's what the Chazon Ish and the Kosher Golovin, they both write. They're talking about machine tzitzis. You have a machinery that converts the wool into thread and then it twines the thread. That has to be done lishma. So when you push the button, it keeps on going. That's not Hasaras Hamoneya. There is no other natural force that's being held back and then you remove it. It's not the same as a dam. You push the button, you're completing the circuit and the whole system. You're putting the whole system in motion. So even what happens 5 hours later all relates back to you. It's all Kargavra. He says it's all Maiseh Adam. The Chazon Ish says the whole thing is a mistake. The whole difference, the whole Devar Avraham is not correct. That's what he wrote on Bava Kamma, on Davo. The whole difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni is only in these three areas. We need Koyach Gavra. So it's only called Koyach Rishon, it's called Koyach Gavra. Koyach Sheni is not called Koyach Gavra. But also, the whole part of Koyach Sheni is, if you did Hasaras Hamoneya, you picked up the dam, mainly the water pressure where it was there all along is going to have an effect. So then only the Koyach Rishon relates to you. But if you completed the circuit and you caused the whole thing to go in motion, so everything that happens for the next 10 hours. And they bake matzahs. They push one button and the whole system goes li'olam void. It goes for hours and hours and hours. So everything relates back to you. So the Chazon Ish disagreed with the Davram on two levels. Girig didei. Girig means it's his arrow. It's like I shoot a person by shooting a bullet or by shooting an arrow. So if it's Koyach Rishon, Hanmili Koyach Rishon, Koyach Sheni is going to Grama Bialma. Grama Bialma, when the halacha requires Koyach Gavra, then Koyach Sheni is called Grama Bialma. If the halacha doesn't require Koyach Gavra, you just need Maisa Hadam. So then it's not called Grama Bialma.
Why is a circuit different than a dam?
By the circuit, there is no. It's not that by the dam, there's water pressure there now. The whole time there's water pressure pushing down. Because I guess the pull of gravity, except that there's nowhere for the water to go. So when you remove the dam, so Mela, that force of gravity, of water pressure that was functioning the whole time, but it couldn't, there's not enough kamina, there's no place for the water to go. And you pick up the dam, so Mela, the water goes. So that Maisa relates to you. You know, you didn't set up the gravity. The gravity was there from Sheshes May Breshes, and the water pressure was there before you came over here. So when you remove the dam and the mela, the results of the water pressure will be visible, so it only relates to you. It's only called your Maisik or Gavra in the Koyach Rishon, Koyach Sheni not. But if you set up the whole system, and then it keeps on going, so everything that happened, I did. I'm responsible. The whole Pa'ula relates to me.
We assume electricity is not its own force, the same way?
Electricity is a natural force that I can harness, yeah. So if I harness a natural force and it does what I want it to do, then it relates to me. That's Isha Mishum Chitzav. The Koyach Chacham Yorba relates to me. Whenever you harness a natural force.
So it's not like the water, where you're harnessing the natural force of the water falling down?
I'm not really harnessing. The natural force is there. There was something preventing it from functioning. So I pick away I take away the dam. So in Mela, the natural force does what it's supposed to do. Here, I control the natural force. I completed the circuit, so I caused the natural force to do what I wanted to do. So I set up the whole thing. Not just by the water dam, the water pressure is there functioning the whole time, but it can't affect any change. So when I remove the dam, so the mela, now the results can be seen. So that's only relates to me. It's only called Karagavra if it's the Karach Rishon. But if I set up the whole, I completed the circuit, I did the whole thing. So that's, let's say I pour water down, I make a fire. I make a fire and the whole city burns down. Because all the houses are attached and the trees catch flame and the brushes, everything, the woods, everything burns down. So it can burn for 24 hours. I started the whole thing, so everything relates to me. I did the whole mice. Everything relates to me. You don't say only what was accomplished in the first 5 seconds. No. He made the whole fire and he set up the whole thing. He's harnessing a natural force of fire with air to make a whole hezek. So everything relates to him. Even what happened after 24 hours relates to him.
So would the Shidduch Hashmal hold the Gezer Avra?
But what?
The Shidduch Hashmal, head mounted electricity on Yantid, turning on lights on Yantid?
Yeah.
Do you assume he holds like the Gezer Avra?
If, what do you mean? Those who say that you're allowed to turn on electricity on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
That's a different question. That's a different question. Me'ikar adin de'raisa, Eichon Nefesh is mutra on Yom Tov, and Tzorach HaYom Ktsas mutra on Yom Tov. Me'atarah, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to strike a match and to cook food or to light up the house. But the Rabbanon, they made a chumra that you're not allowed to do moilir esh. You can only light esh from an esh. On the level of the rice, it doesn't make a difference. Moilid Eish, or are you taken from an already existing Eish? There's a difficult task. There are a lot of difficult tasks. The difficult task says that Moilid Eish on Yom Tov is an Issa de Raisa. So it hasn't been accepted. We hold Moilid Eish is only the Rabban. So that's the question, whether if there's an electrical current and you complete the circuit and then the lights go on, is that called Moilid Eish? Or do you say no? Since you're just hooking up with the current, so it's not called Moilid
Eish. That's not similar to here? That's not similar to this discussion?
Not really. It's a different shaila. It's a shaila on the level of the Rabbanon there. Is that called Moilid Eish Mechorosh, or is that called Eish Min Ho'esh? So some are of the opinion before they really understood what electricity was all about. So they thought that this is you're taking an Eish from an Eish already. Even though there is no Eish. So the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Ksav Sofer, who's the son of the Chasam Sofer. He says, Bialduso, he remembers that people on Yom Tov would take a match. You're not allowed to strike a match that's Moilid Eish Mechodesh, that's also the Rabbanon. What if you have coals that are burning hot? If you put your hand on it, you'll burn your hand. But they're all black, there's no orange color. So the Gemara says, if one is mechata b'gacholim on Shabbos, and some of the coals that were black become orange, some of those that were orange become black, so those that were orange become black, chay mishum mechabe. Those that were black that become orange, chay mishum mavir. So the Ksav Sefer writes, he remembers, bialduso, people would take a match and touch a black coal, which al pidin is not considered eish, it's burning hot, it's not considered Eish, but that would be enough to cause the tip of the match to catch flame. So, isn't that Moilid Eish Mechadosh? So they said, it's not Moilid Eish, there used to be Mekal on that, it's not Moilid Eish Mechadosh, because the thing is burning on. So that's what the original Rabbanim, who thought that you're allowed to turn on electric lights on Yom Tov, they compared it to that over there. Because the electrical current is there, you're just hooking up with the electrical current, and it's not called Moilid Eish Mechadosh. So they're both difficult. The electrical current story is difficult. Pashto says that it is Moilid Eish Mechodesh. That's Shaila on the level of the Rabbanon. Is it Moilid Eish Mechodesh? On the level of the Rais, Moilid Eish Mechodesh is also Mutta. It's the same Malacha. Same Malacha, whether it's Moilid Eish or you're lighting fuel from a thing that's already burning. So that's difficult. Those who are Mekel on the electric lights has not been accepted. And the cooler that the Ksav says is also highly questionable. Rav Moshe assumes that you're not allowed to. Moshe assumes if you have, a lot of times people have a electric stove. So the element will be on. So if it's on low, then the element, the bar will be black. And if you make it higher, then the bar will be orange. So Moshe says, if you turn it higher, if it's on black now on low, and then you make it higher, now it becomes red, he said, that's Mo'lereish Mechadosh. Even though the thing is burning on, if you put the hand there, you'll burn yourself. But if you cause it to change from black to orange, that's called Havara. That's called Mo'lereish Mechadosh. And if you're afraid, and if you don't want the fire so high, the element is orange, and you want to make it lower, so you turn it lower, and it becomes black. So he said, that's Chai Mishu Mechaber. That's Mechaber. He didn't agree with the Ksav Sefer's practice in the first place, what the Ksav Sefer says. He remembered as a child that the minhag was that the people would put the tip of the match to the black coals, and they felt that it's not Mo'lad Esh Mechadosh. You assume it is Mo'lad Esh Mechadosh. Okay, we learn it tomorrow. We will continue. Not such hard gemara. The Tosis hardly says anything on this daf. Does not have anything there.